You know, I've been looking at resumes, oh, I don't know, for about 10 years now as a casting director, and I've probably seen thousands. Maybe I've seen yours. So today, I want to talk to you about revamping your resume now on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York. And I've been casting for, gosh, close to 10 years now. And I think it's really kind of cool that I can talk to you about looking at your resume and putting your resume together in such a way as to make you stand out, as to make you more valuable than you might already be thinking in terms of the resume you currently have. So revamping the resume is today's topic, and I'm really glad that you're here. And of course, this is that moment in the podcast where I say thank you. I had no idea that this podcast would grow so large so quickly. And we're getting, this is episode number 91, and we're getting close to 100 episodes of Casting Actors Cast. And I'm doing my very, very best to provide you with a lot of content, a lot of information that you will find useful. So that's what I'm trying to do. What I would love from you, please, is to go to castingactorscast.com, fill out the comment form that says dive into the talent pool. And when you fill that out, it'll take you to a free 100-page downloadable PDF book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And by doing that, you're helping me understand that you are out there, number one. But number two, more importantly, is if you found any of these podcasts valuable and useful to you, it would mean a great deal to me to do a thumbs up, to do a like, to leave a review. I would really love the word to get out to your fellow actors and continue to grow this community, which I'm finding so interesting and hopefully you're finding so valuable. So please do that, won't you? Fill out a like, whatever, make a comment. Just let me know that you're part of this wonderful community of actors learning about what it is to be a professional in the business of acting. That's my promotional announcement, and I'm done talking about that now. So, so let's get to the topic at hand, revamping your resume. So, you know, it's really interesting to me that I have seen so many resumes, and I think that there are a couple of things that are important to address right out of the gate here as we talk about revamping your resume. As I said, and I wasn't trying to be flip or funny, but there's a good chance I've seen your resume. You know, Pat and I go and travel to different places, and we travel together. And I taught recently at Rutgers University, and I went to Seattle. And I'm going to University of Illinois coming up, doing a three-day workshop. I'm going to University of Missouri, Kansas City. And it's been really fun. I love, love, love teaching, and I love getting the word out. And what I have discovered as I look at resumes from all of these good reputation institutions, I see resumes that are pretty much cookie cutter. I see resumes that kind of look just like everybody else's of the same class. And it's interesting to me that the teaching that I do in New York as well, when I look at the resumes, it's interesting to me to see resumes that look almost exactly alike. And that just kind of brings me to a dilemma that I want to share with you. On one hand, I need to see how you are unique. As I've always said, it's your uniqueness that's going to book you the job, not your sameness. So in that regard, what can you do in terms of presenting yourself on your resume that is unique to you? So it's about the information, and it's also about the layout. So I want to address those things. At the same time, the conflict is I need to be able to have some kind of structure on your resume that I can relate to so that I can have a visual sense that there's some kind of structure that is similar to others. So you see what where I'm going with this is that on one hand, I'm objecting to cookie-cutter resumes, and on the other hand, I'm saying, yeah, but there needs to be some kind of formatics for your resume. But within that, I think that there's room for you letting me know how you are distinct, different, and unique than anybody else. So that's kind of the challenge I'm finding myself about this podcast. But let me just jump ahead into what I'm seeing currently at some of these institutions. And that is that I believe many of these students have had classes in how to put a resume together. And they've given out a format of what the resume should look like. Now, that in and of itself is not bad. But what is bad, in my view, is that it became an easy thing for you to simply follow the format of the resume you were given, and then you just put in your own information. Why that's not helpful is because everyone else is doing that as well. So what can you do to bring out those qualities in you as an actor that can help me? Too many times, I think actors are working too hard in trying to psych out what information you think we might need. And in reality, the weirdest thing on your resume could be the thing that triggers us showing some interest. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But let's go back to the format of the resume. Being unique in the format, I think, is a really, really good idea. But at the same time, understand that there are some rules about the resume that I really need to have consider. One is it's got to be very easy to read. So that I usually have maybe 15 or 20 seconds to scan your resume before you start auditioning, if I haven't seen your resume before. Or I get the resume through an email and I'm looking at your resume very, very quickly. I don't really have a lot of time to dive deep into the information you're providing. So that's why it's really important that your resume is easy to read. Other things on the resume, please don't put your weight. I don't need to know your shoe size. I don't need to know your eye color. I can see your eye color on your picture. So I don't really need to see you telling me what your eye color is. Does that make sense? I do need to know your height. And I've said this on a previous podcast, which I encourage you, if you haven't done a lot of work on your resume and you really are wanting to get a clean, fresh start, please listen to the podcast on resumes because I go more into the formatics of that resume. But in terms of what I'm talking about today, this might surprise you, but there are so many projects that we've worked on in the recent past and that we are currently working on that have very, very specific needs from the talent we are seeking. Very specific needs from the talent we are seeking. So that's why you reviewing your resume and putting things on your resume that you might not have thought of but could really be helpful is the way to go. So a little bit about just the very top part of the resume. Obviously, I need to get a hold of you. So I need to know your phone number. I need to know your website. I need to know, please don't put your personal address on there. But a way I can get a hold of you. So an email address, if you have a website, which I hope you do, even your cell phone, because you don't necessarily, you might be uncomfortable putting your cell phone number on your resume. I would not have any problem at all putting a cell phone on a resume. I mean, honest to God, I'm getting more spam calls anyway. Not that you would be a spam call, but if you're starting to get calls from casting directors, maybe it's because they had a phone number they could get to you pretty easily. Also, I really like and appreciate the thumbnail that's on the top of your resume. The thumbnail being a small 1.5 by 1.5 or 1 inch by 2 inch picture of you that's not the same as what's on the front of your resume, your headshot. So on the back side, a little thumbnail is a great thing. It's just an opportunity for you to show me another look. It's an opportunity to show me how you look with your hair up or your hair down or you with a beard or without a beard. So I would take advantage of putting a thumbnail photo on your resume as well. So let's talk more specifically about those things that are making you unique and that your uniqueness can be translated on a resume. So being easy to read, of course, is a good idea. Using a font that makes it easy to read. As far as content is concerned, you know, I believe it's important for you to list those experiences that you had on your resume, whether they're college experiences or community theater experiences or professional experiences or whatever experiences as an actor you've had. But understand what I'm looking for when I look at those experiences. I need to know that you are capable of playing the role I am looking for. And you don't know the role that I'm looking for. So therefore, using that psychology, what can you tell me about those roles that would help me? And one is who you've worked with. So if you've worked with a director that's known, then of course that's important information. If you did a role that was a lead role or had a role that was a challenging role for you, whether it's from college or, like I said, community theater or semi-professional or wherever, that's an additional thing that should be on your resume. Here's what you might need to consider that shouldn't be on your resume. If you've done ensemble work more than three or four times on your resume, really take a look at that. Now, if your interest is in doing more ensemble work, then of course you want to show that that's where you want to go. On the other hand, just telling me that you've done additional ensemble work is not really that helpful to you if I'm looking for somebody to play a supporting role or a lead role in my project. Think about how you're listing that information. Now, I understand that there are some ensemble work that can be very, very challenging and very, very meaningful for you personally, but I'm asking you to refilter that through my eyes, and how is that helping me think of you for the kind of work that you're interested in doing? So a couple of ensembles on your resume, that's fine. That shows perhaps that would tell me that you work and play well with others. Especially if you're doing musical work, that's really great because ensemble work is rather important. But there is more ensemble work than there are leading or supporting roles. And you're interested in doing more leads and growing your career by doing more lead work, more supporting work, then rethink that. In the same way for film and television, please think about this. Don't put extra work on your resume. Here's the reason why. Even though I know, because I did this when I was acting, is I loved showing up on the set as an extra. And boy, I remained a sponge. I learned so much about what it was to be on a set. I learned so much about who the players were on a set. So it was really valuable experiences, but I never listed that on my resume. And the reason is it's a completely different category. Different agents that work with extras is completely separate from legitimate agents, or legitimate meaning theater, but also for film and television representation, also managers, that is a completely separate entity. And so the two are pretty much still quite divided. And so it really doesn't help me to see that you've done extra work. In fact, in my opinion, it actually does damage because it's telling me that you've spent more time as an extra and less time acting. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but that's just simply my opinion. I believe extra work is really valuable for every actor who's interested in filming television. I do. But I don't think it's something that you want to market your brand on your resume. Now let's get into other uniquenesses that I wish I saw on resumes. This has happened so many times when you have a conversation with an actor and they tell you a little bit about themselves, and suddenly you find out information that's not only not listed on their resume, but really makes them really interesting people. And that's that area that I call special skills. you know, I can ride a bike, I have a U.S. passport, I can swim, and I can horseback ride. Well, you know, that's great. But did you know that I was a magician when I was in high school? So I know a little bit about magic. Now, I never thought of putting that on my resume. Those are the kinds of things that would be really helpful to me. If you had training in piano, for example, you can play the piano. You don't have to be an expert piano player, but if you can play the piano, if you can read music, please don't omit that from your special skills area on your resume. That's telling me a little bit more about who you are, but that's the kind of skill that we as casting directors are looking for all the time. And I've got a list of other things that if you can do these things, by the way, if you lie on a resume, you'll get caught for sure. But more importantly, maybe there are some skill sets that you are capable of doing that you never even thought would be useful on your resume. And here's a few on my list. This is crazy, right? But if you can speak more than one language, that has to go on your resume, please. We're in a very interesting time now in our culture. We're in a very interesting time now as far as the worldview is concerned. And having multiple languages under your belt can be extremely helpful and valuable for casting directors. The other skills I would love to see is puppetry. Obviously a musical instrument, when I talked about piano, but are there some other musical instruments that you've had some experience in? I don't care what it is. If it's the flutophone, do you know what a flutophone is? That's that thing you learned in like junior high. I don't know. I don't know if they still even teach flutophone. It was like a flute with notes and you learned supposedly. I didn't do so well about that with that. Can you unicycle? Do you know how to do beatbox? Okay, that was the worst beatbox impression I could ever make. So I wouldn't put that on my resume. Anyway, sign language. It's amazing to me that there are folks who sign on a regular basis and don't mention that. Do you have a passport? Here's one. Cooking. Do you know how to cook? We've done 3 projects within the last 12 months that have involved cooking while on stage. Not to mention in movies, we're doing a feature film now where the lead character has to be able to be really well versed in cooking. And so wouldn't it be interesting if we found a really wonderful talent who was really right and they could cook? We did this production at Theater Works in Hartford called I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti. And it was a lovely 2-act play, a 1-person play. And it was a really wonderful play in which she, the female character, talked about how she went through several relationships, but how she found love through cooking. And during the entire evening of theater, she actually cooked a full 3-course Italian dinner. And literally, they served this dinner to some members of the audience. So she's cooking and talking about her relationships. So fantastic. But of course, we needed to find out if that actress could actually cook. We just didn't have the time or the energy to put her through training or culinary school or any of that stuff. So we had to look for actors who had that skill. Can you actually make handmade pasta? Yes or no? And if you could, that helped you a lot as far as casting was concerned. So we're coming across those kinds of things all the time. Colleges and universities, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, have this kind of cookie cutter approach. For example, I'm seeing on a lot of training in schools across the country that you've been taught in fighting and in swords and dagger. You know, there's kind of an assumption that you've already had that training. And so that's a good thing to list. But that is not as practical and as useful as other skill sets that might directly apply to projects that we are working on. Not that we're not doing Shakespeare and stuff, but I think it's really great that you've had some fighting training and that kind of thing, especially for film and television. But that's one specific skill set. Think about some other skill sets that are important. Can you step dance? What accents can you do? and really do? Saying that you can do a British accent is one thing. Actually being able to deliver in terms of being bilingual, which I talked about right at the beginning of this, was can you read and write in the language, your second language? Be honest with that. Reading and writing in that language is really, really helpful as well. Is there a culturally significant skill set that is unique to who you are as a person? Those are the things under special skills. Now, really look at your resume as a one-page layout about you. You don't have to follow a cookie-cutter format. What you need to do is to look at it through the eyes of somebody like a casting director who might find interesting and useful, valuable information about you so that I can consider you for my film, my television, or my theater project. I hope I've given you some hints today about this. I know I've been a little bit all over the map about the way to view these things, but please let me know, what skill sets do you have that I haven't mentioned that you think might be valuable if other people know how to do it? Please let me know. Please let me know what skill sets you have on your resume that have helped you. I'd love to be able to pass that along. Thank you for watching and listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.